Hey friends, this week I have my good friend Carrie from Sip and Shine on, and she is going to talk about all the everything with me. Hey Carrie.
Hi.
Hello my friend, how are you today?
I am good.
So again, you are here on my turf and we are going to talk about all the everything. Are you ready?
I am ready. I hope I do you justice.
Oh, you will. It's just two friends talking, right? Kind of like what you and Jody do on Moms on the Rocks. If you haven't listened to that podcast, you have to. It is so great. Such a good time. Okay, so I know that you're kind of familiar with my podcast and my flow. So what I do is I try to just break it down into a few different parts. And so we'll just go from there.
Okay.
So the first thing we'll do is the things I found on the internet. And the first thing that I want to talk about is the woman convicted of killing three kids in a bus stop crash. So just a little bit of background on that. It is about a woman, a young woman. There was a bus stop and the bus was stopped. Kids were crossing. The bus had the stop sign thing on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know how they pull that open so that you can't cross, can't move, just let the kids cross. Well, the girl says that she didn't see it and she just kept going and she actually killed three siblings. She actually hit a fourth child, but that fourth child did make it and has been in about 20 surgeries over the past year. So she killed a sibling and then a set of twins. Isn't that sad?
It's really sad. And then when I looked at the map and the comments and kind of dug a little deeper, it's so sad for everybody all around.
It is. But what struck me about that story was in the article, it stated that the family felt like she showed no remorse. She's just kind of blasé about it. Like, oh, I didn't see him. Whatever. Things happen type of thing. Did you get that?
No, I didn't. I did read about how the family doesn't have any sympathy for her. And I read that she even took the stand, which normally you don't in defense in cases like this for the defense. But when I saw the comments and then the Google Maps and stuff, I think she's probably being so busy defensive that she's not recognizing that just by having remorse doesn't mean necessarily that you're trying to accept intentional guilt. Like, I would have guilt regardless. Right. You know, I would have, that's sure. One of my biggest fears is hitting someone, knock on wood, that I have. But it's a huge fear. And even when, like, my son one time jumped out in traffic, and I would never want to put that on somebody else's conscience, because even though they wouldn't do it intentionally, I know that that person would have to carry that for their life.
Right. You know, I can't imagine. And here in Nebraska, this is happening. So it's like a thing right now. It's every week or so. There is a story on the news where somebody struck a kid and killed them. It's probably a good 10 over the last few months or so, Carrie. It's insane. And I live in a neighborhood where there's, gosh, buses all over the place. I even try to cut through the neighborhood and try to get away from them because it's on every single corner. And I just have this big fear of hitting somebody because it's a thing and it's happening so often. And we leave so early in the morning that it's still dark.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's scary. I can't imagine hitting somebody and then having to live with that for the rest of my life.
When I looked up this bus stop, I don't think in this day and age, based upon this being a major bus stop, that they should have been crossing the street the way they were. I'm not putting that in the parents. I'm putting that in the school district and the way they had organized the bus stops. Right. I crossed a main road, but that was 30 years ago. I don't think in this day and age, with the concerning how they had the ability to pull into that mobile home or pull into that development comfortably with the bus. Yeah. And if it was a large bus stop like that, I don't think they should have been crossing a main road. I think it was dangerous to begin with.
That's a good point.
And the way they had pulled over, it's just terrible. I think she's at fault. I'm just looking at the bigger picture that this could have been any one of us. If you even, have you ever driven on the way home and it's so muscle memory that sometimes you'll get home and be like, how did I get home?
How did I even get here? Yes. Yes.
Because maybe in the Midwest, are you guys getting more and more people and populations in some of these areas that were probably considered rural before? Now you probably have housing divisions being built and stuff.
Absolutely. And even where I live, like I live in Omaha, but I am considered outside of city limits. And there's a ton of traffic and like they're growing farther north from me. And it's becoming very heavily populated. And even in this neighborhood, there are a ton of children. Like I said, I probably pass about a good 7-8 bus stops just from my home to the main road. So it's, like I said, it's crazy. And it's something that is becoming a thing here in Nebraska. And it's kind of scary. And like you said, I don't want to live with that, you know, that guilt for the rest of my life. If, even when it's an accident, if you're not texting and driving, if you are texting and driving, you have to live with that for the rest of your life. I can't imagine. Okay, friend, let's move to the next topic here. Kim and Kanye, so Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, are renewing their vows after little baby Psalm's birth. And they also report that they are done having kids. So I picked this one just because, what do you think about the whole vow renewal thing?
I have some issues with this because it seems like...
With what?
Everything.
The vow renewal?
Okay. I think that a lot of people, not all people, there's a difference. I always feel like there's those people that do their vow renewals at 25 or they got married and said, let's do it again in 7 years or 10 years. But in this case, I feel like it's to like save something, to save a marriage, because he's going straight up Amish. The religion, he's getting rid of the nannies, he's commenting how she dresses, like that need for control. He's a Gemini with bipolar, so he's very emotional. I know, I am.
You're a Gemini too.
Yes. And she's a Libra on the cusp, but she seems always very controlled and kind of vanilla compared to her sisters, besides the sex tape. Take that off the... It just always seems like trying to do damage control with him, like the Amber Rose comments, the slavery comments, Taylor Swift, George Bush, are they in debt?
Right.
You know, going off on SNL. They couldn't even find a place to live. I mean, for the first how many years of the marriage were they living with the mom because they bought a house and sold it? And I think he was just staying in Paris. So I think their marriage is more like she's his muse and he used to control what she'd wear and like he like quote unquote made her, because I mean since they got married they did take it to the next level, like, and I think she saw it and he saw it as like, let's be the next Beyonce and Jay-Z and have this empire.
Really? So is it working for them?
I don't think they have like a marriage in the sense of living together every day and all that, especially when he had his bipolar stuff. And even when she first had the babies, like North and stuff, he was in Paris, he was living in France recording or whatever.
Well, geez, I need to dig in a little bit more. Yeah, I just never understood that relationship. And as far as the vow renewal, you know, I don't want to knock people who do it, but it's not my thing. I don't think that I will ever renew vows. I don't know. I guess I would for the party.
I would do it in two cases. One is if I didn't like my first wedding or something was up with the first wedding. Like, let's say I was pregnant or something. And the other case is if my husband and I were going through a thing where he had cancer or we recovered from a major betrayal or something to mark the passage of time that we want to renew our covenant with God and have like a spiritual, you know, purification or something. If it was a spiritual act, I would do it. But I wouldn't do it for reality TV because that's basically signing divorce papers. Might as well just sign them right there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I hear you. And I like your reasonings for it. I think it's one of those things that I did it. It was wonderful. I don't think that I could ever...
You're still honeymooning. What letter of date will we are you on? H-I? You're on I?
I. Yes, good job. Can you guess what we're going to do?
Ice skating?
Close. We are going to go watch ice hockey. Is that even how you say it? Do you go watch ice hockey? I don't even know. Oh, so, you know, I said, you know, let's do... ice skating, and he actually had a traumatic experience with ice skating. He said that he fell and another person he was with fell, and that person, like, you know, fell on their butt and put their hands out to break their fall, and somebody rolled over that person's hand, rolled over his friend's hand with his ice skates and sliced his hand. And I know. Isn't that crazy? So he was like, no, we're not doing that. I'm not going to go do that. So we came up with ice hockey. So we're going to go see the Omaha Lancers on Friday, and I've never experienced anything like this before. Neither has he. Hockey is just not our thing, but we're doing it. It's letter I. And just a little bit of backstory. I know a lot of my friends know, but we are doing the Date Your Mate. This week's letter is I, so we have to do things that correspond with that letter. So we are going to probably grab some Italian food and then go to the Lancers game.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one. Nathan Griffin. Did you recognize him? You know who that fella is?
No, I had to look him up.
Yeah, so he is Janelle Evans from Teen Mom 2's ex husband. I think he's an ex-husband. He may be just a boyfriend or baby daddy, but Kaiser. He is the father of baby Kaiser. Well, not baby anymore. He's probably a good 5 or 6 now. Anywho, he got arrested for a DWI charge, and he is saying that it's a bogus charge and that he wasn't even in the car. So, how do you explain that one, Carrie?
I looked it up on TMZ.
Yes, I think that's where I saw it too.
First, I read the other articles. I'm like, this is bogus. But then when I was reading how it kind of went down, I could see it like a little bit. So I think it's just really interesting how it's going to turn out. With how are they going, or are they going to just try to, what do they do when they plea down? They'll plea. I sound so official. Like,
take a charge, take a lesser charge or something.
I should really be a citizen cop and fix my light because I've already got the turns down. I would love to hand out tickets.
I love it.
I'm a hall monitor. I feel like SpongeBob. So he even offered them, why don't you just get me for public intoxication?
Right.
Because I'm not actually driving anywhere.
Right. So what he's saying is that he was actually, he pulled over his car and he got out and he began to walk somewhere and the cops stopped him, probably asked him what he was doing, where he was going, probably noticed that he was intoxicated. So they walk him back to his car. And at that point, he gets arrested. So now he's saying that it's bogus. He wasn't actually driving the car. He was actually walking away. And then, yes, that's where it comes in, where he said, just get me for public intoxication. I wasn't driving the car. Do you believe that?
Maybe he forgot he was driving the car.
Right? It's hard to wrap your mind around, right? I mean, because I could, like you said, I could see both sides, but we don't know what really happened.
Yeah, he said, so supposedly there was a caller who reported a disturbance of a man sleeping behind the wheel of his car. He goes, the fire department showed up. I said everything was fine. I was going to go ahead and meet some friends. And so, of course, I locked my doors and walked down the street. So a good 4 or 5 minutes later, that's when the police said, get back into the vehicle. I could see where maybe he thought he was going to get in trouble and maybe his version of walking away was really running away.
Right. I mean, it is Nathan, so.
But I mean, I thought that was pretty respectful of him to offer this to, hey, I'll get arrested, but can we at least do public? I thought that was really respectful.
Yes. You're so cute. That was so respectful. Okay, the next thing that I found on the internet that we can talk about is Nicki Minaj and Jennifer Lawrence were both married over the weekend. Yay. Do we care?
I don't really care for Jennifer Lawrence. I think she does a lot of things in Hollywood to get attention at these award shows, like tripping and falling a couple times on the red carpet.
Didn't she have like some nudie pics or something too?
Yeah, but who doesn't? Who doesn't have nudie pics nowadays? I'm just saying.
I don't.
Wait until it's a couple of years into your marriage and we'll see where that goes.
Oh, it's been a few years and nope.
Colonel's
nope.
Always asking me, where's my pics? I'm like,
do you do, Carrie?
No, he gets so mad.
Yes, you do, naughty.
No, I will send him like, he'll be like, where's my pics? And I'll send him a picture of the dog or something. And he's like, very funny. Like, I do stuff like that.
That's funny. I love it. So the other one was Nicki Minaj and whatever her fans are called, pink ladies, I don't know, something. So they are in an uproar about her marrying this fella that she married because apparently he's like a felon, ex-con, and got some like sex charges, like child charges, I want to say.
Did you look him up?
I didn't look him up either.
I did.
Did you?
Oh, I looked it all up.
I saw his picture and he was cute.
I feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm being hung out to dry because people are going to write me and be like, you were so wrong on all these things and I don't agree with you.
It's our opinion, right? It's just our opinion.
Yeah. And this is only as far as like, I didn't go really deep, but he's a registered sex offender in New York. However, he does have 5 children and he's quote unquote an evolved father. So he is allowed to have contact with his children.
I feel better about
So what it was is he was convicted of first degree attempted rape in April of 95. And at the time he was 16. So he served 4 years in New York State. So what it was is that a knife/cutting instrument was incited as the weapon used during the attack. attack. But Nikki came out and said that they were, that it was his girlfriend. And she was like, I think a year younger. He was 15, she was 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what the girl said in her testimony, that she was walking down a street. He came up behind her in the street and placed a hard circular object against her back, which made a clicking sound. The victim believed it was a gun and feared for her life as Petty ordered her to keep walking. Mm. She then claims Petty took her to a house down the street where he held her down. There she alleged that he laid his weight on top, pinched her sides, and squeezed her neck, causing her to sustain bruises and pain. The victim then says he forced his penis into her vagina while he held a knife against her stomach. Although he was said to have told her she could not leave, the victim managed to escape by hitting him with a bottle. She called the cops and Petty was arrested the same day, but he protested his innocence. So that was that one. Mm-hmm. He served 4 years. And then the other one. And so Nikki's like, oh, they had a relationship. Well, either way, you're not supposed to force somebody to do something.
For sure.
Yeah. And I guess Nikki also had dated him as a teenager or knew him since he was a teenager. But the other case that he was involved with, in 2002, he rolled up on Lamont Robinson and opened fire on him on a street corner in Queens, New York. Mm-hmm. He drove to the crime scene with a group of friends, hopped out of the car, walked across the street where Robinson was hanging out, pulled out a gun and shot him in the stomach 3 times. And then he fled in a vehicle. And the victim was alive for a short time. And I guess he identified him in a photo lineup by nodding. The guy died, and then he served 7 years of a 10-year sentence.
Oh, wow.
I feel like this would be me as an entertainment reporter, which I have no business being.
No, I'm here for it. I love it. You go ahead and tell those stories, girl. You did a lot of research, way more than me.
Her fans are looking at him as like the next Kevin Federline.
Oh, for sure. Yes. It's a huge thing. I even heard about it on the radio this morning about her new marriage. Bless her heart. I hope it works out because I don't want to see anybody fail at marriage. So I wish them the best, right? Okay, let's go to post secrets. First one, I am scared that if I run for public office, my nudes will resurface. Isn't that crazy? Because there's a couple of things that we have already mentioned that is in our almost outline for what we're going to talk about today. So the nudes. What do you think about that? Okay, I want to go first on this one.
Okay.
I think that's a real fear, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to do something. You can't be famous. You can't become a somebody in your town without somebody pulling out old receipts on something that you did. And unfortunately, like, I get this fear. And if it were me, I just wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want that stuff getting out because it's going to happen. And unless you don't care about people seeing them, then you can't do it. But is that enough of a reason to not run for public office? Because what if you can really do some good, right?
Meghan Markle right now allegedly is fighting this fight because I have to say I did see her topless, but supposedly she has some more stuff coming out. And so she, I think, is trying to head it off and be like, these are copyright, which would be really interesting. Imagine if you had to start sending nudes, not you or myself, but let's just say in general, because it's kind of like a dating thing with like a disclaimer on the bottom with like, these are subject to copyright and they're only for these are only for your pleasure, but they must be destroyed upon the completion because otherwise I'm the owner and authorizer of this property, like a Getty image.
Right. Oh, gosh. So what do you think? Would you, if this were you, Carrie, and you were about to run for office, and for my friends who don't know, Carrie is just retired from the military, so you are a big deal out here. If this were you, and you wanted to run for office, would you, when you knew that there were nudes out there?
I feel like this is the old thing of like Obama's time and Clinton's time about trying marijuana. And now we have this. I think that I would run for office. And then if it leaked, I would just come forward and own up to it and say, you know, it was a younger transgression. It doesn't hinder my ability to serve. And that if you were going to... Politicians nowadays are getting caught left and right still. I mean, one guy accidentally posted a picture of his balls on Instagram.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yes.
If you can't ever serve an office and have taken a nude photo, like for instance, I took a picture of my boob, no nipple, but I had shingles. I took a picture of the rash to send it to my friend, NECA, who's like a nurse practitioner, and be like, should I be concerned about this? You know, and what if that picture was leaked?
Right. That's a good
point. For medical purposes. And do I have privacy because it was between me and a doctor? Now you have these people doing therapy online. Is that right. Now subject to confidentiality? Will somebody screenshot those messages and then use those against you? Where does it start and stop?
I mean, true story. You're right. And just like anybody who runs for office or does anything nowadays, people are digging back years mm-hmm. and years of tweets or posts and bringing that back out to light to shame them. Okay, let's go to the next one. I secretly want to break into your house and steal a t-shirt so I can remember how you smell.
Yeah. There's the only time that's acceptable is there used to be an old R&B song
never.
Where it was, I put your t-shirt on and I wear my heels, but she didn't break in to get that t-shirt. Do you remember that song?
No, say it again.
I put your t-shirt on. I'm going to look it up.
I kind of feel like
it was Chantel, 2008, t-shirt and my panties on.
Yes, I thought that's what you were talking about. T-shirt and my panties on. Yep, I do. I remember that. That's actually on my playlist.
That's the only time where I think it's acceptable.
Yeah, but we're not going to break in to get said t-shirt though, right? We're just going to keep it. I think that it's kind of crazy and stalkerish to want to do that. Right?
Very much. Because that's like the next step after that is just like
taking a bath in their bath while they're gone. Did you watch Orange is the New Black?
No.
Oh, yeah. That happened. One of the crazy friends on that show, Morelli, she was obsessed with her dude. And when she went to jail, she ended up getting out for a little bit because she was like the truck driver or something for the women ladies in prison. So she drives to his house and he's like engaged and ready to be in a whole new life with this woman, and they're out of the house and she goes into their house and gets in their bathtub, takes a bath, the whole nine. It was so weird.
Do you know what I think was creepy to me? And I think the colonel did it, and I think maybe an ex-boyfriend did it, but I know I'm almost positive the colonel did it. They would keep like a note on their phone about me.
Keep notes? Like what?
Like things like in the beginning of dating, like things I like.
Oh, like to remember?
Yeah, but I remember saying, is that have my name? They wouldn't show it to me. I was like, does that have my name on it? And they're like, yeah, just in case. Like, and they use the excuse, just in case you tell me something and then you say something else. Like basically to catch me in a lie or something.
Oh, rude.
Yeah, but I think it was like tracking even like people I said I like dated, like anything. Like anything and every. I felt like a file was kept on me, like the FBI.
Right.
I felt
that
like
super icky.
Like J. Edgar Hoover. I didn't feel right about that.
Yeah, I've never known anybody to do that, but now I want to know.
I'm trying to think, did anybody ever tape any conversations or anything on you? Like anything weird?
Not that I know of. I don't think anybody's ever liked me enough. What are you doing to these fellas, Carrie?
No, <I'm leaving. laughs>
It's that little girl voice of yours, isn't
it? Yeah, for real.
It's that charm.
No, yeah, either that or I'm always like full of promises and I never deliver.
I'm keeping track of these promises. Okay, the next one is, every time I get a bill in the mail, I have a panic attack. I have advice for this person because I can understand getting bills and getting stressed out about bills. But if you getting these bills in the mail and it's causing a panic attack, I think you should get all of your bills just automatically paid. Go through bill pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't imagine every time you get a bill, you have a panic attack. Like, is it a real panic attack? Because those things are legit. Those are like life stopping, you know, in most cases. It's not just like, oh my gosh, here's a bill. It's like you can't breathe. You almost feel like you need to go to the doctor because you're about to die, right?
There's a fight, flight, and sometimes you just freeze. There's three responses
But you know that they're coming. It's like when you see the actual, I don't know, I guess I can't wrap my mind around just you get a bill in the mail and you have a panic attack.
Look up Dave Ramsey. He has really good advice.
I've read him stuff before. Yeah. So maybe get on some, our advice for this could be get on a budget, figure out your bills, get on a level payment plan if you can, and pay things online so that you don't have to worry about waiting to see those bills show up in your mailbox. Is that good advice?
Yep, I agree.
Perfect. All right, the next one is, I am resentful towards breast cancer awareness. More children are diagnosed with cancer and die because of it. It is underfunded and deserves more funding and awareness. I can understand where this person is coming from, but I don't want to take away how important breast cancer awareness is, and also because it affects men and women. I understand, you know, children have different types of, you know, cancer diagnosis and die from it, just like people with breast cancer and all of that. Like, I understand both sides of it, but I wouldn't want to take away from breast cancer.
Yeah, I think that if this came from some sort of secrets post, I think this person mm-hmm. is probably triggered by something personal in their lives. Because usually, even if somebody mm-hmm. doesn't like you, a lot of times you have to look back at, well, what's triggered in their, what reflection of that, of what's going on in their own lives or their prior experiences. Right. So I think that this just is something that personally came from them. And if the fact that they're posting it even as a secret reflects how they mm-hmm. feel shameful, or they feel like that wouldn't sure. be acceptable to even express that.
Okay, let's go to the next one. This year's trick-or-treaters are getting last year's leftover candy for Halloween. Take it away, Carrie.
Please say it's like, that's terrible.
I know, isn't that gross? Well, first thing, I don't even know what is the shelf life on candy. Is it years? Because a lot of that stuff can last for a long time. I don't know. And if you get the special Halloween candy, then, you know, it's pretty fresh because it's got the fresh wrapper on it, you know, the Halloween wrapper. Possibly it's still good, but that is why I don't really trust Halloween candy. I mean, don't get me wrong, my kid trick-or-treats and I eat her candy, but a lot of it is just so, you never know. Like, this is a thing. Somebody is legit saving their leftover candy for the next year. What do you think?
I just remember going, did you ever go to an older person's house and they have like that sticky candy in their dish and you're like yes. peeling off the wrapper? I think a lot of times, hopefully yeah. you can kind of tell if it looks a little dusty or if the M&Ms yeah. have discoloration yeah. or if the wrapper is yes. really sticky or it's really hard and it shouldn't be. So hopefully you're out there checking your kids'
true.
Candy.
There are signs,
exactly.
Right.
Check your yes. kids' candy because you don't know what's in there.
I love it. All right. So moral of the story, check your kids' candy. Okay. So we have the next segment will be our Say What She polls. So, you know, in the Facebook group, I like to put up polls and get everybody's answers to what they feel according to the questions that I post in the group. So this week's question is, the first one I added was just for fun. Where does your box of cereal go? So, Carrie, where does your box of cereal go?
I used to have it in my pantry, but now I have it on my counter, which I never thought I would be one of those people.
So, is it the box or is it in a fancy canister or how does that work?
I'm so ashamed to say this, but it's just the box.
Really? It's not in the way?
No, it's so not my style because I'm one of those people. I like everything to be aesthetically pleasing, mm-hmm. but my pantry is so full that mm-hmm. I have on the counter next to, I have like a bread basket over there and a fruit bowl. So it's on there.
So how many boxes of cereal do you have at one time?
I usually have just one or two, but I have to say mm-hmm. one good thing that's come out of the whole thing about it being on the counter is one of them's Raisin Bran. And my one daughter, who's the snacker and usually goes for the sweet, she actually mm-hmm. grabs the Raisin Bran and snacks on it dry.
Oh, cool.
So I figure now, because it's accessible, it's visual. Right. So now I'm like, I can use that psychology method mm-hmm. to continue to up my healthy snack game.
I love it.
Because it gave me the idea, inspired me.
That's a good idea. So we keep ours on top of the refrigerator, and that is...
How did I know? I guess I was going to guess that.
Yeah, and that's just how I grew up. It never went anywhere but on top of the refrigerator. And so I thought of that. I don't know what triggered this whole thought. Something made me think about it. And so that's why I posted it in the Facebook group. Like, where do you put yours? And we actually had a lot of comments. And most people, I believe, put it in their pantry. And we have a pantry as well. And like you said, it's super full. And I can go in there right now and like dig. I've got a couple of baskets on one of the shelves with just like random snacks and stuff. You know, like how you just get at the end of a box and there's like two or three left and you just throw them in one place to get rid of the box. I don't know if we would ever see the cereal in there just because it's jam packed, you know, with mm-hmm. stuff in there. And I don't know. I've just always put it on top of the refrigerator and I can't see it any other way. I don't know if I could ever do the counter just because we don't have a whole lot of counter space anyway. Maybe when we move and have a bigger house, we can, but I just feel like the cereal belongs on the fridge. Okay. So I posted another Say What She poll today, and I'd like mm-hmm. to get your thoughts on it. I actually, I posted it and then I talked to quite a few of my coworkers about it. So it brought up some mm-hmm. really good conversation. The question is, My husband of a few decades is mentally ill. I finally realize he is never going to get better. I want to leave, but he wants me to stay. So whose side are you on? Do you agree with her or him?
Okay. So from a religious standpoint, marriage is supposed to be till death do you part. However, on the other side, having a child who's been mentally ill and a mother who is mentally ill and abusive, if it gets to the point where it's your sanity, your health that's at stake, if it's an abusive situation or the person's not getting themselves help, sometimes you have to make the step to say, I need to save myself and save my children before I can save you.
For sure.
It really depends on what that state of mental illness is. If they're not getting help, if they're not taking medication, are they bringing you down? Are they becoming to the point where you are doing all the caregiving and they're not helping themselves or whatnot? I've just been in this situation as a parent and also as a daughter, and I had to be prepared to give that boundary even with my son to say, listen, you're not going to take down the whole family with you. You need to get help because you're hurting everyone else. And my daughter's hurt for that for a long time.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with a lot of what was said in the Facebook group. We had a lot of, it depends. We need more information. Are they abusive? Is it a substance abuse issue? And I can understand that, all of those things. But I do believe in the whole took vows. You're supposed to, through thick and thin, through better or worse, health, all that good stuff. And I do agree that it does depend. But if you've already been dealing with it for a couple of decades, and I guess it would be hard for me to turn my back on somebody, but I guess I need to know more about the degree of unhappiness and what the issues are. Like, is it that you are becoming depressed because you are the caregiver? Is it just because you live in a state of not knowing what it's going to be from day to day? What is the mental illness? Because in some cases, leaving that person might be the worst thing you can do for them. And not saying that you have to live your life for somebody else, but you kind of take on that role when you get into these relationships or stay with somebody. You know, a couple of decades could be devastating to somebody's well-being, you know, because they don't know how else to behave.
I've seen situations where it's emotional blackmail. Like, if you leave, I'm going to try to commit suicide because I can't make it without you.
Right.
And I just don't think enough care is given to the caregiver too on how to deal with situations, or because so much is put on that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was pretty heavy. So should we have some fun and play a couple games?
Okay.
Okay. So I've got a couple of different things that I want to do. I've got a couple, about three would you rathers, and then I've got a who is hotter.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So the very first one, would you rather become a direct sales distributor for Robin's My Sister Wife's Closet or Mary's LuLaRoe?
Oh my God. Oh, I'm going to say an unpopular opinion here.
What are you going to say?
I actually like Mary more than Robin, but...
What? You do?
I do. Maybe because she reminds me of my mom, and I did read some of her biography, and I just think she has a low self-esteem and all kinds of stuff.
For sure.
And I feel like I relate to being the first wife. Like, I would be the one to be pushed aside while he gets, like, a newer model. Like, it just plays on all my fears.
Oh, sad.
Me getting on my kids' nerves. Like, it just plays on all. She just is the epitome of all my fears that I always have. But I would probably hawk the jewelry more because I think I always want to call it Lululemon. LuLaRoe or whatever it is. I think the market's pretty saturated. Yeah. And I don't have the room to store the product. Yeah. So I think I'd probably do the Sister Wives Closet.
Okay, on that one, I think I would choose My Sister Wife's Closet as well, just because I don't want to hang out with Mary all day. I'd rather hang with Robin. Okay, the next one, would you rather have a sleepover and, you know, braid hair, bake, all the whole old school sleepover with Winona Ryder or Angelina Jolie?
Oh my God. They both have their own kind of... I'm scared of Angelina Jolie because
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, she's a hot woman, but I feel like she's a type if you slept with her, she would like take a vial of your blood.
Yeah, she's kind of creepy.
You know, she's like that Black Widow spider a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But Winona Ryder has her own little bit of craziness too. Like, I would be like, mm-hmm. All right, I will sleep over, but we're not going into any department stores because I'm not getting busted for shoplifting.
She'll steal all your stuff, Carrie.
Yeah, I'm not getting busted for shoplifting.
Right.
And I just remember the movie Welcome Home, Roxy Carmichael.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Yeah. So I kind of figure she would take on some sort of persona from a past, you know, movie.
Character.
Yeah, and I don't know if you knew this, but AJ Benza, did you ever hear of who he is?
Mm-mm.
He used to be this gossip columnist, and then he had an old show on E! Network called Mysteries and Scandals, and now he has a podcast and he talks all about Pizzagate and all that, but he like messed around with her. I think he got her some pills. Yeah, he talks about it on there.
Oh, wow. Now, see, when you talked about Winona Ryder as a character in a movie, I immediately go to Angelina Jolie in Girl Interrupted. Did you see that one?
No, I've seen enough of it to know. Yeah, no, yes. I'm good.
Yeah, so I have to go with Winona just because I completely associate Angelina with that movie, and it's creepy and scary, and I mean, it's a great movie, but I don't want to have a sleepover with her. Okay, the next one. Would you rather open a business with Slade from the OC or Peter from Atlanta? And we're talking Real Housewives here. And you know who both of them are, right?
Yes, I do.
So which one?
I think Peter, probably.
Really?
Yeah, only because he kind of comes across as, like, not as greasy as Slade.
I don't know about that, but I see where you're going.
I don't know. Maybe he can fake it a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, at least I'd have the illusion, like, it would work, where Slade just kind of seems like, I've watched him go from owning a title company to doing a show to, like, set up my ex, like, how he stalked Joe.
Right.
And then, like, he just seems to be on the coattails of Gretchen and all this child support. Like, I couldn't do it. At least Peter tries to set up, like, legitimate businesses now.
Yeah,
like, he's not trying to be a comedian.
And the problem is that, though, he always is setting up new businesses because everything fails.
Yeah, he chases the dream. I know somebody like that. They chase the dream. And you fall in love with the dream and you hang on because you always believe in that person's potential.
Right.
It just hasn't hit yet.
Right. Well, I would choose Peter just because that is a gorgeous old man. I think he is so good looking and he's so confident and just has it together.
That's what I said. I buy into it because it just hasn't hit yet.
But see, I do think that Peter is a user, you know, and he will say and do anything to get ahead for sure. But I'm talking just looks. I think that he's just suave and he's a good looking old man. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, so now I have a who is hotter. Okay. So who is hotter, Michael B. Jordan or Danny Glover? I'm sorry, not Danny Glover. Michael B. Jordan or Donald Glover?
Donald Glover.
Really?
He is hot.
Yeah, he's good looking, but I think that Michael B. Jordan.
Do not make me call him Childish Gambino, though.
Yeah, that's his nickname. That's his stage name.
You know who's starting to look good to me?
Oh, gosh, who?
Please don't judge me on this, but I love humor.
Oh gosh, I'm scared.
And the Colonel's been getting me to watch this TV show, and now the kids are hooked too, but Blackish. I'm like finding myself attracted to like the main guy, the dad.
It.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes. I'm so ashamed.
Oh God, what is his name? He's so annoying. That voice.
Oh, I need an intervention.
Oh God, what is his name? He played in Me, Myself, and Irene, too. And he played on, like, SVU or CSI or something.
Really? He played a serious role?
Yeah, he sucked. What the heck is his name? Anthony Anderson. Oh, friend. That's... no, I can't get with that one. Anthony Anderson, he's so goofy. But hey, I'm not going to judge you. You know what? There's Thank a butt you. For every saddle.
Give me a short, round dude that's funny, and I'm all over it.
Well, poor Colonel, because, yeah, he's none of the above. Bless his heart.
I know.
Oh. And your, what you like is so, like, left and right. They don't match at all.
I know.
You just like what you like at whatever time of the day it is.
It is. That's exactly whatever you fit into, like, where I'm at right now in my life.
At that moment.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because that's how I am with most things. You can ask me what my favorite food is today, mm-hmm. and then tomorrow I'll tell you it's something completely different.
Yeah.
Or my favorite song, or my favorite whatever. It's like, right now, this is what I love, but it'll probably be different in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly how I am, too. That.
Okay, I got another one for you. Mm-hmm. Will Smith or Idris Elba, however you say his name.
Whoever's not Will Smith.
You don't like Will Smith?
No, and you know what I think it's killed it for me is I like a certain sense of mystery, and him and his wife doing all those and again, if you're a woman, I'm sure mm-hmm. you love the honesty and the relatability, but it's too much talking, too much therapy that I know too much about him now. I don't.
Oh, sure.
I'm not trying to sleep with her husband now. That's her husband. I am good. He's been castrated in my eyes.
Yeah.
Not that she hasn't emasculated him. I'm just saying, like, I just mm-hmm. can't.
Yeah.
I need a little bit of mystery.
You know, I don't watch it. I've seen a couple of little segments before, but I don't really watch it. I'm not a huge fan of hers. And not that I just don't like her. I just don't care. And Will Smith has just never done it for me. He's just always been a goofy dude. He's not an ugly guy. He's really not my type, I guess I could say. So I would definitely go with Idris, whatever his name is, Elba.
Someone like him should be the next James Bond.
Who? Idris?
Idris Elba. Yeah, somebody like him. I hope is the next James Bond. I really would like to see somebody like that. I think it would be really hot.
Okay, let's do a couple of ladies.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez, and this is body-wise, like kind of take out how we feel about these people.
Okay.
So now we're going shallow here. Jennifer Lopez or Kim Kardashian?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's body, I'm sorry with the work she's had done on her hips. I just think it's starting to look like a plastic,
mm-hmm.
not natural proportions.
Agreed.
J-Lo mm-hmm. has an ass of a 25, 30-year-old, and I have the ass of her age. I am at the ass of her age. Right. Maybe 55. Like, gravity's hit mine.
I love it. How tall are you?
5'4", 5'4 and a half, maybe.
Oh, I'm taller than you.
Yeah, I've always been 5'4". And then last 2 years of being in the military, when I get measured for our PT test, they were like 5'4 mm-hmm. and a half. Well, does that give me more leeway on my weight and stuff? Because then I'll take it. So
for that little half an inch, I love it. Okay, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Ooh.
Looks wise. Well, not just looks wise.
They look so different mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. I just think in a weird way, I don't know about you, but I used to love me a little bit of Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
And then Nicki Minaj came along and then Cardi B. So I love mm-hmm. women coming out and being able to pave the way to be more comfortable as a woman in a male dominated rap world mm-hmm. and all that. But I think that Nicki Minaj has a little bit more
substance.
I don't want to say grace, but maybe a little bit more class, maybe. And I heard Cardi B's, her Snapchat, whatever, is really funny, mm-hmm. but I have a hard time sometimes sticking with the F word, every other word. And don't get me wrong, I use that word a lot, but I just am saying.
Yeah. You know, I saw Cardi, you know, before she became this pop star, rap star, whatever.
Really? Did you see her at the strip club?
No, I'm not that cool. She was on Love & Hip Hop before she got discovered, so to speak, you know, in the music field. She was trying to get into the music field on that. She kind of used that as a stepping stone, which is actually brilliant when it worked for her. And Cardi is just who she is. She's unapologetic, and I almost feel like she kind of just doesn't have any home training, but she owns it. And she just is who she is. She's super real. I do think that she can tone it down, especially now that she's on this platform. But you know, she's just like, hey, I am who I am. I didn't tell your kids, to choose me as a role model. I'm going to be who I am. And I do like that about her, especially in a male-dominated field. She can just be who she is, and she just could not care about what anybody's thoughts are. But I see where you're coming from about Nicki Minaj. I enjoy Nicki's music. I like a lot of Cardi B's songs. I think that some of them are super catchy. I'm not a super, super fan of hers. But I guess if I had to choose one, gosh, I don't know. It is hard because I don't.
It's hard, right? Because I think they both have their own attributes. Like, I didn't like Like, I've seen, I think, was it Cardi B was going to, like, the Met Gala or whatnot, and I didn't like it that Nicki Minaj was throwing shade.
Unfortunately, it seems like it is a pick and choose type of thing. You can't like both. You either have to be Team Cardi or Team Nicki. I don't understand why that is, but they seem to both have beef with each other, too, so it's almost, I mean, were we forced to pick a side? I don't know, but I say all of that to say, if I had to make a choice, I would choose Nicki only because she's been around longer and she's kind of sustained where she is. And maybe we can revisit this in 5 years and see where Cardi B is and if Nicki Minaj is still doing things.
Yeah.
All right. One more and then we can be done. Mila Kunis versus Megan Fox. Who is hotter?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Megan is.
Did you ever look? They have entire web pages about how her thumbs look like toes. And so I've had an issue about that.
What?
No, Google it.
Mila or Megan?
Megan. Somebody showed it to me a few years ago and it ruined my image of her forever.
Oh no, I'm scared, but I'm doing it right now.
You need to say Megan Fox thumbs. Just look up that. There's like entire images about people looking at her toe thumbs.
Oh,
do you see it? There's articles about it. Yes. People have taken pictures and Good Housekeeping wrote an article with her picture saying 10 things you'll completely understand if you have club thumbs. So many people write about, I feel terrible because I have tons of insecurities.
Oh, sad day. There is a ton of stuff. Oh, that is a funny looking thumb.
I want to put her in my pocket. But then again, like Mila Kunis used to be a huge gamer all day, every day. And had no life, just gained on World of Warcraft and was dating Macaulay Culkin. So I'm not sure if that kind of tainted her in my eyes a little bit too.
Oh gosh, that is a thing.
Because not that he's not a funny dude, but he looks kind of like my one of my uncles who just like smokes weed and doesn't work. And
yes.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin looks like my uncle. And so when I picture just them just sitting around playing World of Warcraft all day, I just couldn't.
I'm looking. I can't even stop looking. Okay, sad day.
Now, is it obsessive now? Do you see?
Yeah, it's a sad day.
Now you cannot shake that image like me now.
I know. Now that is forever indebted in my head about her and those toe thumbs. All right, friend. Well, let's wrap this up. It has been so great talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on this episode with me.
Thank you for having me. And you can find me at Sipshine Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can find me where you find this podcast. And I just did that massacre episode with you. I have a couple Halloween episodes coming up. One's paranormal, one's true crime. And I have a couple scandals coming up because I love me some royals and scandals.
Yes, you do. I am here for it. I will be tuning in. Again, thank you so much for coming. And you are the best. And I enjoy chatting with you, friend.
Thank you.